Okay. Omer Bzeira, I'm on top. Omer Bzeira, Omer Basi, Omer Bjotaron, Omer Bhalina, Omer Rabbi Rumnes, Omer Rabbi Rumnes, Li Hite Rabbi, Letaltel Machto Bafora. Rabbi allowed me to carry, to be metaltel, a machto, it's like a pan. It had in it Lavoina, some sort of a spice. What's Lavoina they call? I forgot, what's Lavoina? Some sort of a spice. Now, it was burning on Shabbos. That's how the Gemara thought now. It burned out, and we're left with his ashes. That ashes are muktzah. Nothing to do with them on Shabbos. So he claims, it's a very strange statement, he claimed he allowed him to carry the machto with Afer in it. Now, that lechura is strange because that lechura calls man the muktz is in it. That's a boss dover also. I mean, it shouldn't be carryable. That's what it says. Amalei Reb Zeira Lebasi. Me Amalei Biyachon. How could Reb Yochanan said that? No, it's not. So the mishnah we're going to have later. No tell Adam beno vohaven biyodom. We'll learn that later. What's going on? You can pick up your child, even though he's carrying a stone, which is what muktz says. He's crying. Whatever. Let's put that aside for a while. But the next case. O kalkolo, vohaven besoicha. You can be tattle a basket with a stone in it. Now the stone is muktzah. Hold on. So Omer Rabba Rabchon is going to Omer Yechon himself told us over there, bekalkolo mlei peiris askinim. When we say you can carry there a basket with a stone, we're talking about a basket has fruit in it also. That's a different story. Then it's a bosis ladovra or sladovra muta. You can be metaltle it. Taimud is bopeiri because there's fruit in the bowl. Ho les bopeiri? Lo. A basket with a stone, that's a classic bosses. I think it's a stone out of it, you got problems. You're assuming it wasn't Ben Ashwazan, certainly you can't carry it with the stone. So how could you tell me that the Yechanan said that Rebbe allowed you to carry a pan with ashes in it? They understood ashes that were burned on Shabbos as muktzah. Very simple question. He was quiet, you know what to say. V'yomar, Kis must be this by krotin. Krotin, how do you think? Krotin means little pieces of the lavona are left there. The one burned out. What do they say, krotin? Huh? Correct. Granules of unburnt incense. So now, says the, that's what's going on. This pan has in it now, just like that, has peiris and a stone, muktzah, not muktzah. This has in it afer, which is muktzah, but there's still granules of the lavona itself, which is not muktzah. So, it's bos dov rosa, bos uldov rabuta. Now, the basic rule, we're going to learn this later in Shas, but the basic rule when you have come to a bosses of two things is how do you determine what's the thing, what's more important? Now, important has to be defined, we'll get to it someday. But certainly, if the Iser is clearly more important, quote unquote, more choshu, than the heter. Let's say the Iser is a valuable, I don't know, some sort of a diamond. It's hard to have a diamond. It's also, and the heter is some worth a penny. It's not going to help you to mutter nasa because you go after the thing that's more kosher. So the Gemara says, now, the Gemara says like this. You're talking where? Rebbe said you could do this. They're talking in Rebbe's house. Rebbe, as we know, we just had in this week's parsha, was a very rich man. Says, Rabbi, you mean to tell me that in Rebbe's house, Krotin had a chshivas? You're not even talking about Lavoin at this point. You're talking about leftover granules. That has a chshivas. That's going to make, that's more choshev than the ish to say that it's mutter. Om Rabbi, Krotin be Rebbe, granules in Rebbe's house, Michashivi. They have no chshivas in his house. It says the Gemara, an interesting thing, and it's a very important thing, as ramifications, a lot in muktzah. What are we saying? We're saying Krotin not going to help you, because Krotin and Rebbe's house are worthless. Yeah, but in my house, they're not so worthless. I'm a poor fellow. By me, Krotin are worth something. By me, they are choshev. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe I say, I don't look at Rebbe per se. It happened to be Rebbe's house when this happened. But I don't say Krotin are nothing. Therefore, they're bottled to the Afer. Krotin to the general populace, or to poor people, let's say, has a value. Maybe that's the way to go here. V'chi teim, if you'll tell me that chozulaniim, so they have a chashivus. Here comes one of the very important klal. V'hotanya. Now, again, this braise has nothing to do with us. Not doing mukts. It's talking about tyrus. But then applies the rule. Let's see what it says there. Bigdei aniyim la'aniyim. We're talking about the way Tumas Medrash. Medrash means Mishkav and Moshe. But it has to have a certain yichud, a bed, a mat, something that you... Okay. Now, we learned already, a beged aniyim is smaller than a beged ashirim. But ashirim has to be 3x3 tvachim. Less than 3x3 tvachim has no value to a rich person. To a poor person already, it could be 3 heads boys by 3 heads boys. So the Gemara says like this. Bigdei aniyim la'aniyim. What's the shear for Tumas Medrash? For an oni, bigdei aniyim. Three heads boys by 3 heads boys. Bigdei ashirim la'ashirim. But for an ashir, that won't be makabel tumah. Because for an ashir, it has to be a beged by him. It has to be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. So what do you need? The Brice is telling us that how do I look at the chshivas legabe tumah, Tumas Medrash? For an oni, what's valuable to an oni? To an ashir, what's valuable to an ashir? What about a little one by an ashir? That's clear, it won't be tumah. Avul big de aniyim la'ashirim lo. If an ashir owns a small piece of beged, 3 heads boys by 3 heads boys, it will not be makabel tumah. It's valuable to his next door neighbor, the poor man. I don't care. I look at the guy who owns it. Extrapolates the Gemara to Muktzah. I look at who owns the thing. So in Rebbe's house, by the usher, this is valueless. It's not going to help you, Gabi Muktzah. It's a very important thing. Yeah, Ephra has a little value, has some value. But Krotin has. No, but not by Rebbe. Krotin, it's nothing. It's nothing. They throw it out. Ephra will see has certain usages. You could use it to cover this, to cover that. It has certain things. Also, it doesn't have to be. That's a big asing. What if they're equal in value? That's a big asing. Many hold if they're equal, it's no good. The heter has to be more. That will be a simple way to go. That's a good question. Who we're talking about, it's not. It could be it's Yontif. Are we talking about Yontif or Shabbos? Let's see. We're talking Shabbos. We'll see. Well, at the end of the day, it'll be okay. But okay. Because they finished burning before Shabbos. But.
In Rebbe's house, there would be no way that he could possibly carry the basket.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You haven't answered me. It's not a basket. It's a pan. We're talking about a pan. Yeah. But we're in Rebbe's house, so we still don't have an answer. That's a good question. We're up to the machat. A little, we'll have to get back to that. Now, Elor Abayi knows it different. You're right. Betsim, you're right. Krotin's not our answer. Forget about Krotin. It's a machto. It's a machto with Eifer. But there's another din. You know what Beitzer talks about, and we have lalocha this. It's called graf shel rei. A graf shel rei means basically a bedpan. And it's dirty. Now, it's in my house. I mean, I have toilets and all. It's a different system over there. He had a graf shel rei. It was used. It's in the house. Can I take it out of the house? Now that's a classic mooks. I mean, that's about as mooks as you can get, I mean, right?
It's like a mace too.
It's where, yeah.
Okay. Because it smells.
It smells. It's nothing. I mean, it's mamish nothing. It's mamish garbage. That's real mooks. But there's a special hat to call graf shel rei, something that's disgusting. You can take out of the house. Mooks say no hanami, but you can take it out. It's a hat there in mooks. Says Abayi, that's what's going on over here. Of course, it's mooks, but it's graf shel rei. Because it wasn't so pleasant, the issues or something like that. We'll see the Gemara's going to reject it in a second. That's his attempt over here. El Ram Abayi midid haba graf shel rei. You're right, really it's muktzah. The reason he let him take it out, because it's a type of graf shel rei. To which Rava says right away, that's not true. It's not true. Omar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'Torah. I'll tell you two things. First of all, chodo graf shel rei motz. A graf shel rei is disgusting. Hailo mois, ashes from loin is not disgusting. The head of graf shel rei has got to be something that disgusts you. This is not that. Number two, the oid graf shel rei migli. The bedpan is open. Hi michsi. This was some sort of covered thing. It had little holes that let the smoke through. Even if it would be somewhat disgusting to see the ape, you don't see it anyway. It's a covered pan. So he rejects. That's not what's going on over here. Hello, my rov. Ki havinin bei Rav Nachman, when we, a little sidetrack, we'll come right back. Ki havinin bei Rav Nachman, when we were by Rav Nachman, havamitaltalinon knuno, we carried knuna is also some type of a pan. Rashi says it's a klina choshes that they would bring fire to warm up. It's probably some sort of a pan. You had something burning in there with holes and gave off heat. They used to use them in the, before they had heat in the house, in the beds, you know, those warmers. We carried it, knuna agav kitmo, agav the ashes in it. Now, what's going on over there? Not ashes that burned on Shabbos. We're talking about something else, the Gemara says. They burned, they made the ashes on Friday. And the ashes were not mukhs, they were mukhan. They needed it, Rashi said. They used it to cover up roik or tsoya. Says, bachlal not mukhs. So we misunderstood the whole story before. We thought he meant ashes that came about on Shabbos, which are mukhs. In his case here, we're going to another case by Rav Nachman. We carry the knun, I got the kitma. The kitma is bachlal not mukhs. What's the chiddush there? What are you telling me? Hello, what are you telling me? There's nothing wrong here. You have a pan full of stuff that's not mukhs, of course you can carry it. Even though in that pan of ashes that were prepared for short Shabbos, true, there were little pieces of shivrei etzim which are basically worthless. So there's mukhtza there too. But there we say the afer is worth more than the shivrei etzim. He says that's what happened over there by Rabbi Ruv. That was going on over there. First, you misunderstood the whole story. The afer wasn't mukhtza. The Afer was prepared on Friday to be used, whatever purpose they had with Afer, basically to cover up things. What's the chiddush? What are you telling me? So Rebbe let you carry it. Hello, good morning. What's wrong? There was also something mixed in over there. There was mixed in, they say, Shivrei Eitzim. So that's all he's saying. Basically, he's telling you, it's like Kalkola with an Evan and Paris. That's what it is. It's ashes which are not Muktzah against the Shivrei Eitzim. Now, so what's the chiddush of that too? So, as Tais points out, obviously, shivrei etzim are somewhat more choshuv than the stone is. It's not telling me anything anyway. I mean, the Mishnah says that. If I have peiris and a stone, I can carry it, because the peiris are worth more than the stone. So what are you telling me? The ashes and the shivrei etzim. It's the exact same thing. Teretz says the shivrei etzim is somewhat more choshuv in relation, it's hard to know the equations here, but it's more choshuv in relation to Afer than is a stone to peiris. So you're telling me a chiddush. And right on that chiddush, yes, the Gemara, it's not true. Because we have a brisa, Meisvei, Vishovin, they both agree. Meaning, we had an old machloikis, right? We had an old machloikis, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, correct? Whether you can carry, let's say, an air yoshon, Muks Machosmias, right? If Yehuda says you can't, no, that will be Muks. So let's say an air with the shaman. It burned out, you have the shaman in there. Whatever. Shovin. Shim yesh bo shivrei psilo she'os letaltel. Reb Shimon holds what? When you have the thing holding the oil left over, you can carry it. Some mugs. Says, but Reb Shimon agrees, if there's shivrei psilo in there, burnt out pieces of psilo which are no longer used, which are mugs, Reb Shimon will agree, you can't carry it. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds the candlestick per se is okay. The shaman per se is okay, most of the shaman. But the shivrei psilo are the kicker over here. They are mukta. And it becomes the bosses to that. What happened over here? Why isn't the shaman more important than the shivrei psilo? I don't know. But apparently, they figured out that the shivrei psilo is more or equal at least to the shaman. Understands the Gemara, the relationship of shivrei psilo to shaman is basically the same as shivrei etzim to ashes. So here you're telling me that the heter over there was that the ashes are more important, quote unquote, or at least equally important to the shivrei etzim. You see here that shivrei psilo are more important or whatever to the shemen. The Gemara saw those two as an equation. Answers the Gemara, Omer Abai b'gaglil oshonu. No. Truthfully, shivrei etzim are less than or equal to Afer, so Afer takes over and it's mutter. And that should be true by shivrei psilo too. Shemen should be more than shivrei psilo, and it should be mutter. That happened to be talking in Goliel. The way Rashi learns in Goliel, they were very poor, and they didn't have much pishton. So Pishton was very valuable to them. So even the Shivrei Psilin, these little pieces of worn out Pishton, did have value to them. So by them, it ranked at least equally on more than Shemen. But in a normal situation, Shemen would win over Shivrei Psilin, as does Afer over Shivrei Eitzah. Again, it's very hard to notice. It's very hard to judge what they could figure that out. I mean, it's interesting. The way Rashi, again, we have a conflict here on a call between Shivrei Psilin and Shemen. Basically, the Gemara is saying, really, Shemen should be more important and should be okay. But in Galil, Shivrei Psilin, Rashi learns why, because they were very poor in Galil, so they didn't have much Pishta. Taisa is not true. It proves a lot of Gemara, they were very rich in Galil. It's the other way around. Because they were so rich, Shemen had very little value to them. Not Shivrei Psilin had more value, but Shemen was very cheap by them. They had a lot of wine and a lot of Shemen, so the price of Shemen fell tremendously. So Shemen had less value in Galil than in other places. Okay, basically the Gemara is saying that as a general rule, Shivrei Eitzim will disappear against Afer, Shivrei Psilin will disappear against Shemen. It happens to be in Golil. For whatever reason, Shivrei Psilin go up in scale, Shemen goes down in scale and switches around. Okay. Next. Oh. Levi bar Shmuel Ashkechinu l'Rebabo Urafuna Bachiyo. He found those two. That will kaima pischel b'Rafuna. They were standing in the front of Afuna's house. Omalu. What he asked him, he didn't ask him what the weather was. He asked the Ma'ol Lahazir Mita Shal Tarsiyim B'Shabbos. Now Tarsiyim, it's either some sort of metal workers or it's weavers. Doesn't make that much of a difference. The point is, this bed was a sectional bed, I think they call it, something like that. Could you assemble it on Shabbos or not? Maula Hauser Mita Shaltarsim Bishabbos. They have a word for Mita Shaltarsim. It's like it's a portable bed, but the pieces come apart. What? Kapis with it. Yeah, okay, but right, but good. It's like the kids, the Lincoln Logs, they take them apart. They get a kind of a system, I mean, a bigger system. Good, excellent. This meant to be no endorsement of any products. Of course not. Okay. Almost. So can you do it on Shabbos? Okay? Now, let's keep in mind. And Shabbos, whenever I ask you on Shabbos a question, there's always three options. It's mutter. It's potter avalasim in zabonim. Or you have a chatas, it's doraisa. Okay? Eat all of it's mutter. A very liberal answer. Okay. Also, the came to Reb Yudah. He came to Reb Yudah. Omar, he told him the good news that it's mutter to put together a mita shel tarsi. 1 second. Omar, that's strange. Horavu Shmuel, Amri Tav, they both said, Hamarz mita shel tarsi, v'shabbos chayiv chatos. Now that's extreme all the way the other way. To the point, keep it in mind, that's a very unusual thing. The Gemara is going to share in Kuflam and Ches, we cannot never have such a machlokes. He should hold Sarais, he should hold Rabbana. He should hold Rabbana, he should hold Smuta. He should hold Sarais, he should hold Smuta. That's very unusual. Well, Kuflam and Ches doesn't like it. Just put that on the back burner for a second. Okay. So we had here that what do you call it? 1 minute. They answered him. Who were they again? Rav Abba and Rav Unabachi answered him. It's Mutter. Rav Yudah says that. That's strange because Rav Shmuel says it's also a Torah. It's Chayiv Chatos. Okay, let's hold on a second. Meisve. I'm going to show you a kacha on those who said it's Mutter. I'll show you Chayiv Chatos. Meisve. Hamar Zekona Shal Menorah B'Shabbos. Chayiv Chatos. That's basically the same thing. It was a Menorah. The pieces screwed in and out. It's the same, basically the same arrangement. Don't state Chayiv Chatos. How much you can do about it? How did you guys say Mutter? Now let's just finish that brisa. Kone Sayodin Lo Yazir. Here's a potter. Have a loss. A Kone Shal Sayodin. Okay, what's Sayodin, guys? It's a house painter. It's a whitewasher. What? The guy spears lime on the walls. A plasterer. Very good. What's a Kone Shal Sayodin? The sun. you know those things the painters use, they put the roll and they got a stick. You know, on top you have to have a long stick, over here you have the short stick. They weren't so, they didn't have so much today. They used the same piece. They had the basic handle. So when they had to get to the top of the wall, they screwed in a long stick, put the shmata on top and did the top of the wall. When they had to do the bottom, they took the big stick out, they put a little stick in, screwed it in, and did the bottom of the wall. So screwing in that stick, that's part of avalosa, because that's by definition got to stay there. He's taking it out every 2 minutes. It's in and it's out. It's not a derice. To step down, part of avalosa. Good. Reb Simoi Omer, Karen Agula Chayiv, Karen Pshuta Potter, the musical instruments. I have no idea what they are. But the Ravin Kalim says that one is round, Karen Agula, and one is straight, some sort of a wind instrument. Again, you had to screw in the pieces. In the round one, for some reason, it was made in a more professional way. When you screwed in the pieces, they went in real tight. The straight one, it went in loose. Okay, so therefore, in the Agula one, it's Chayiv, and the Pshuta one, it's Potter, because that's such a big deal when you put it in. Okay, that's now our problem is that the Kohen Shel Menorah is equivalent to Mita Shel Tasayim. He said Mutter. He said, really? Rabban Shmuel said Chayiv Chados. We got a Brisa over there. Forget Rabban Shmuel. You can be Chayiv. Goddamn, we got a Brisa. Okay. So up to Gemara, they're not knocked out either. You joining us, Rabban? I'll see you in a minute. I have a tana for them also. Desanya Malbenoi Samito. Okay, so you give me a good English word. It's the base of the legs of the bed. They were like things on the bottom. They didn't want the legs of the bed to get dirty from the dirt floor. They had a base like they screwed it into, so it would protect the leg. That like a base. It's a good word for that. Bed sockets, a socket they screwed it into. Okay. The karoy samita, that's the sideboards, I think. Bed legs, okay. Ulevochim shel skivis, this is a good one. It's on the bow. The best I can get, it's a piece of wood that was like screwed into the bow that you laid the arrow against. You have an English word for that? Crossbow nuts. You know, when you pull back to hold the arrow straight, you got a piece on the bow that the arrow sits on. Okay, whatever, it's all these kind of things. These screw-in type of things. Anyway, what should they do? Lu yavzir, vim hilze potel avalosu. Okay? So it's also with the rabbono. Vilo yiska, don't put it in with nails or pegs. That's a real permanent way. Vim toka chayiv chatos. So what does the Tana Kama hold? If you do it with tkiya, Rashi says tkiya means with yesedos. We call it nails. It wasn't pegs. They had iron nails like we have. Probably wooden pegs they used to use to tighten everything. Then you chayv achatos, because that's makab patish. Then you really made the thing. If you stop screwing it in without that, so the Tana Kama says it's awesome drabono. Why? Because you might come to screw it in. We don't want you doing it because you might come to screw it in. I mean, you might come to do what you say this. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. If it was loose, meaning it wasn't bitkiya, is mutter. He's not afraid that you'll come to do it bitkiya. Says the Gemara, they hold like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Mita shel tasayim and malben osam is the same arrangement over there. And when they said it, they meant berofui, meaning you didn't put in those tkiyas. They hold like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Explains this now very well. I had a problem before. They said it's mutter. King Rav Shmuel said, how can it be mutter? It's chayiv chatos. What do you have of extreme machloikis? Like, it's unheard of such a thing. It's not what they meant. They didn't mean chayiv chatos in the case of rofui. Nobody says that. They meant chayiv chatos if you do it petkiya. Mela, of course, it should be also midrabona, because we'll be afraid of that. Meaning they hold like the Tana Kama. That's what they meant to say. And they hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're not that nervous this week. You know what I mean? Bei Rav Chama, in Rav Chama's house, have a mita gal nal nisa. So some sort of portable folding bed of some sort. Did they touch that over there? What? Kabbas mizvet, fashteitzach. That I also figured out. Because the Moses has the same din. Mita gal nal nisa, we're going to have it laid. It's a folding bed of some sort. A sectional bed. Again, it's not like our folding beds don't come apart. You know what I mean? When they did the folding beds, they came apart. And then put them back together again. It's the same business. So what should we now should be? Should be the same machloikis. According to Reb Shimon Leil Tzmut, according to Yosh, should be awesome. If you put a bit kia, okay, no, we chayv chatos. So what happened over there? They put it back together on Yontif. Is Omalei Ahumad Rabbonon L'Rov? What's happening over here? My Daitoch. What do you think? Why are they allowed to do it? Binyan Minatzadu. Meaning it's obviously not real binyan. It's a kelacha. It's a kelacha yadik. It's not a real binyan. I mean, but still. He was thinking like the Tanakama before. Because there's always Shabina Stabon, because you might put it in a permanent way with screws or pegs. Like the people before, Mela, they used to put mamish, do the Mita Galalis. Okay. Notice we had this way. Nosen Kli Tachas Hanel Kabel Nitzoytzos. We had it before. That should make the plate move. So we said, "Ain't bo mamish." The Gemara will say that right here. And this interesting din. Well, yitain l'socho mayim. You can put a plate to catch the sparks, but you can't put water in that plate. And the Gemara is going to say, you can't even put a plate with water on erev Shabbos. Forget about Shabbos. We'll see in a minute. Interesting Gemara here. Well, yitain l'socho mayim. Neishu mechaber. It's mechaber. You're putting out now. This is a far, far cry from mechaber, because you'll see putting in the water like Friday. I put water on Friday, I put it there, the thing comes down. That's called mechaber. Man, do it. What I did on Friday. I mean, I can put a pile of chont on a fire on Friday also. Okay, we'll see. First of all, what's the deal? Mavatul kli mechono, v'ka mavatul kli mechono. You're making the plate muksa because the nitzotzes are falling in. Just like we said back there, you can't catch the shemen because the shemen is muksa. Mainly you're knocking out the plate, same thing. Some of Hunabe, we had this before. Nitzotzes, same with mamish. There's nothing there, they disappear immediately. There's nothing to discuss. Okay, now. What's going on over here? Let's go slow. I have no choice. My voice is running out. I'll have to go slow. There's a machloikis laid on kufches, a yadua dika machloikis, gram kibui. You got a fire. So what I want to do is, I want to make a wall over here to stop the fire. I put kalim there full of water. Now, can I use klicheris there? Klicheris is going to have, when a heat of the fire comes, it's going to crack the kalim, and the water is going to extinguish the fire. Now that's not kibui, that's gram kibui. It's gram kibui. They don't state that the Yosi asks. The Yosi says it's awesome. So the Gemara says like this. This is at best gram kibui. It's not kibui. At best it's a causal type. I'm not doing anything. I put a plate of water down. 3 hours later, a spark falls into it. It's at best gram kibui. So the Gemara says, you mean to tell me this mission is Rabbi Yosi? I mean, Leimotnan stomach Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Goyrim Lakiba Yosef, because Rabbi Yosi holds over there. Rabbi Yosi holds over there that being Goyrim Kiba, meaning putting Klicheres full of water up against the fire here, and the fire is here, that's awesome, because when the, we're talking about nuclear Klicheres, they're not used yet, they're not worked in. So when the fire comes there, it's going to crack them, the water's going to put out the fire. He says that's awesome. It's a causing a gram of kibbutz. So that's what L'chuy tell me, that's the Mishnah. Says the more, even the Mishnah, even that won't help you. Because Rabbi Yossi only said, the Tizra, don't make sense. Even Rabbi Yossi don't make sense. Aimer the Omer Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said you can't do that Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi never said you can't put kailon full of water on Erev Shabbos. That, nobody ever said that. Erev Shabbos mi Omer. Who said such a thing on Erev Shabbos? Talking, what? Maybe our Mishnah is talking on Shabbos. Maybe it's hard to know. I mean, the Mishnah, I would have thought the Mishnah meant on Shabbos. No, so clean out there, but you can't put water there on Shabbos. So then wouldn't be so terrible. Then we could say the Mishnah is abuse. You'll tell me our Mishnah is talking on Shabbos. Right? It's not true. For Tanya, we have a Brisa. Nois and Kli, Tachas Haner, Lekabel Nitzoytzes, Bishabbos, Ve'ain Tzoruch Loma, Be'erev Shabbos. You can put the plate to catch the sparks on Shabbos. You certainly put it down on Friday. Now look what it says here. V'loyitin L'socho Mayim, don't put water in there. V'neishu Mechaba, Me'erev Shabbos, Ain Tzoruch Loma, Bishabbos. You certainly, but you can't do it on Friday either. So this is a new ball game over here. This is not Gram Kibbe Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yossi over here. This is not what Rabbi Yossi ever meant. This is something new going on here. It doesn't fit either of those two Tannoim later. Oh, says the Gemara, most interesting thing, not at all clear. Elomar Vashi, afilo teim rabbonon. This is even the rabbonon there who say it's mutter to put a wall of water, so to speak. Not a wall of water; it's a wall of water in keres. And when a fire comes, it'll crack it, and that's mutter. This is worse. Shiny hocha, the nation mekarives kibuyo. Now, this is a strange thing. Understands. So Rashi says, you take a look over there. If you put it on Shabbos, it's mechabe mamish. It's not mechabe mamish. It's not. You're putting the water, and spark falls in. Something's going on over here. Says Tosis, Rashi doesn't mean mechabe mamish. It means it could come to mechabe mamish. Meaning, let's say you're pouring the water in there, correct? And you see a spark coming down. What's a natural instinct? You'll pick up the plate, move it towards the fire. That's mechaber. That's not gram kibui anymore. That's mechaber. Or you're pouring in the water, a spark comes down, you continue pouring. That's mechaber. You could come to mechaber mamish. Now, that's very nice on Shabbos. I told you it was on Friday. What's the problem on Friday? They made a gzeira. It's a very strange gemara. They made a gzeira Friday otu Shabbos. It's a very far gzeira that's going on over here. Taisa says it's Chasal Amol did it. It's even though they knew Rabbanan, it wouldn't hold without it. And it's even, it's a very far gzeira, because you tell me you can't do it on Friday because you might do it on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it's you might pick up the plate. And even then, it's only also with Rabbanan, because kibbutz is a malach shein tzchol gufo. So it's auto the case where you're going to need them. It's a real vital gzeira, but that's Chazal made the gzeira. The basic problem that Tosis faces here is we never heard of such a gzeira. It's unheard of. A gzeira Friday or to Shabbos doesn't exist. You just finished the first parak. All this time, you can do this till the shkia. You can do this till the shkia. You can do this till the shkia. Even cooking, you can cook 1 minute before Shabbos. The ganze blech is an eisek with Shema Yechate over there. Nobody is afraid that you can't cook on Friday because you might cook on Shabbos. It's over. You can close up the throw away the key if you start with that. But I can't do anything on Friday. I can't do anything on Thursday either, for that matter. And it's over. There's no such gzeira by us. Says Tosis, he said, back to the world. This is like this. In those things, cooking, the priestess Hamitsudis you had over there, you can set the animal trap 5 minutes before Shabbos. Why? What do you say? If you do it on Friday, I come to do it on Shabbos. Nobody's doing a melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos. That we're not afraid of. I'm not afraid you'll trap animals on Shabbos. If I'm afraid you're trapping animals on Shabbos, forget it. I can't stop you. Not how much we can do for you. You're afraid you're going to take a pot and cook it on Shabbos? I can't stop you from that. That's nuts. We're not going to say, you can't cook on Friday? Am I come to cook on Shabbos? Ridiculous. Here, though, it's different. Because, as we just said, the kibbutz here is b'chalal not clear. Here's b'chalal not clear. It's far from a kibbutz altogether. It says Chazal held it was reasonable. If we let you put the plate down with water on Friday, you could put the plate down on Shabbos too. Because the truth is, so I put the plate down. What I do? It's only because when you put the plate down, you might put the nitzaytzes come, you'll pick it up. Or punkt it'll come, you'll pour the water. It's very far over here. So there is a tzad that if I let you do it Friday, you might do it Shabbos. It's a very, can I say, it's a very far type gzeira. And the Gemara holds its portion, it's true, even in Rabbanan, has nothing to do with machloiges. Finished. Okay. Could be. Anyone doesn't say that? Could be. Yeah. Although you're talking about nitzayim. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. So we learned that there's two types of hatmona. One hatmona is also on Shabbos. It's muta even ben hashmosh. That's the last mission of the second parak. That's bedover amaymed hevel. Holds the heat. But some that's a moisif hevel, that adds heat, it's some sort of a heat source, that's also even on Friday, we said, because we're afraid shema yatmin beremetz, if you hide in something that gives heat off, you'll come to, not hide, the wrap, whatever they call it, in remetz, where there's coals, and then on Shabbos you'll come to stoke the coals. Okay, but the rule of thumb is, we got to know what's moisif hevel, and what's maimed hevel. In the Mishnah tells us, b'met toimnin, u'b'met ein toimnin. Meaning, what's moisif hevel, and what's maimed hevel. Ein toimnin lo begefes. Okay, what do you got on gefes? We had it a few times. It's psolus that comes from the shemen, either from the leftover zaysim,
or the leftover shumshumin. Is that an English word for gefes? M-A-R-C. Uh-huh. Okay. Don't ask me why, but more holds it gives off heat. Not only gives off heat, it adds heat. V'lo b'zevel, v'lo b'melach, salt, lo b'sid, lime, lo b'chol, sand, ben lach and ben yiveshim. Whether they are moist or dry. That's the first level. Lo b'teven, straw, lo b'zogin. Zogin is the stuff that left over from the grapes. V'lo b'muchin. Muchin is, Rashi says, called over rach, anything soft, bunch of cotton, wool, that kind of stuff. V'lo basovim, grass, that's only bezman shein lachem. So the Gemara had that when it's moist, it gives off more heat. I have no idea the science, and zero. Avol tom nebun shein yevashim. So the first group, somehow a moist of hevel has nothing to do with it, if they're moist or not. This group is if they're moist, so they taste lachem, moist, as I grew up. What? Moist, okay. Then they give off heat, and when they're dry, they don't give off heat. But the next mission is going to tell us things that even when they're wet, don't give off heat. Okay. Now, Iboyelahu, again, I have no idea the physical setup here, but the Gemara understood that gefes, which is the waste product in the production of oil, so it could come from olives, meaning from production of olive oil, or it could come, Rashi said in the first paragraph, first mission Kiri says gefes. We have it before. It's one of the things that needs good for tumor. Rashi said it comes from shumshumin. Shumshumin is a type of seeds that they made oil from. Son, what are you so for? Sesame seeds. Okay, that also has the stuff left over. It also gives off heat, but the zesim epis give off more heat than the shumshumin. So they want to know which gefes are we answering? Iboil gefes shel zesim knan. Avol shum shimin shapidomi. Shum shimin is okay. That doesn't hit the level of Mosef Hevel. Oh, Dilmo, the shum shimin tnan. Because she came to Zaysim. The Mishimen Gefes made out of shum shimin. And certainly Zaysim, because Zaysim is hotter. Okay. Toshma, Domer Zayim Shimchadabe Rabbiane Kupo Shetoman Bo. He's got a box. And he was Toymen Ekedeir. I mean, he took his cholin pot. He wrapped it up in towels. He put it in this kupa. He sits the kupa down on something to keep it warm. Kupa shetomer, but also lahanicho, you can't put it down. Al gefes shel zaysim, because the gefes shel zaysim is some sort of gives off some sort of heat. Look, dosh teit zaysim, and meaning shumshim will be muta. You need zaysim. Shmamino shel zaysim tnan, and shumshimin will be also. I'm sorry, will be muta. Says the Gemara, no raya. There's a difference. It's an interesting case. When we talk about hatmona, usually we mean wrapping it with that substance. Here, he wrapped it in towels and put it down on the substance. Something more. It could well be that shum shumin is also in the Mishnah. To wrap a pot in shum shumin, it has gives off heat. Here, you're talking about a two-step hatmona. You're wrapping it in towels, let's say. Then putting that box down on shum shumin, that it doesn't have enough heat. But it doesn't mean that in the Mishnah, shum shumin will be mut. It's a second step hatmona here. Zogma lo'ilam e'malach, could be no. Linian hatmona, the direct hatmona, wrapping your pot, shum shumin namios. Shum shumin gives enough heat for that. That's called Mosef Hevel. But this price is linian suke havlo. Here we're talking about bringing up heat to the pot that's wrapped. Then you need more heat. There's the Zeis and Maske Havlo, the Shum Shemin La Maske Havlo.